For having us, for joining us here today in our in the session of our seminar on SDEs and related topics. So it's my great pleasure to welcome Yinghu as a speaker today. So let me mention some brief facts on Ying. So he's a professor at the Université de Rennes in France since quite some time already there. And so you obtained your PhD at Fudan University in 1989 under the supervision of Xunjing Li. And as probably most of you know, Ying has made important contributions to the theory of BSDs, backward stochastic differential equations. So, particular to quadratic BSDs, ergodic BSDs, and also the application of BSDs and stochastic control. So, the approach. So, this is essentially the probabilistic approach to solving BSDs. But of course, Ying has also made many contributions in other areas of probability theory. And so, Ying is also very active and generally very active. So, he's a member of several editorial boards. So, he has had a lot of PhD students. So, anyway, it's a great pleasure for us that you give a talk today here and within the seminar. And so I give you the word. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you for the invitation to give a talk in this series of seminars. So I think I have looked at the talks of this series. There's not no much no many backward stochastic differential equations. So I choose this topic to present several new results in this domain. Okay, so these are joint works with Shenzhen Fan and Shenjin Tang recently. So let us first give a small introduction. I think in the audience, many persons knows the story. So I just fix the objective of my talk. I think it's quite simple. I think the simplest case of the BSD. Okay, so let us consider the real-valued backward stochastic differential equation. So here, I mean that y, as everybody knows, I think, in backward stochastic differential equations, we look for a couple of processes, yz. So here, the real-valued or scalar-valued BSD, just a one-dimensional and a classical one. So so the definition is very classical, standard. And here I present some recent works with sorry, I have a problem. You just take this so G we called the generator, and this generator satisfies increase a growth condition. So for some for the presentation, so I just choose for example, G is Lipschitz or linear growth in Y. We can allow some nonlinear growth also in Y, but here I emphasize in Z. So here the Z is we have Z power alpha. So if alpha less than one, of course we called sublinear, but here we can generalize a little bit. So here you can see the first work I present here is sublinear growth in Z. So the sublinear is not the holder Z divided by log Z and the power lambda. So, okay, so this is the first kind of sublinear. And of course, linear, everybody knows alpha equal one. And we have a superlinear, almost linear, but with the log Z. So I precise lately the case, this one, I think four is somewhat clear. We have alpha in 1, 2. And then quadratic growth, I think the result is somewhat well known. So I skipped it lately. And then we have superquadratic when alpha bigger than 2. So in this case, it's ill post. Okay, so I will not go to detail here. So for convenience, I just recall some definition of spaces. So just LP, of course, and the LP is just sometimes we write it MP. So here I should emphasize that P is bigger than zero, okay? And we have the standard notation SP and MP, okay? I know LP is not the same, so the MP here. Okay, so this is for the space Z. So here, what I think the classical readout is due to Baudou and Pan, okay, 1990. And we have the result alpha equal one, P equal two. And it can be generalized, easily to the case alpha equal one, P bigger than one. Okay, so that's the classical result. So the classical result is just, in this alpha equal one. So here I just mentioned we have, for example, PDEs and mathematical finance, the applications and control and optimization, and recently mean field games, notably Cardiaque de la Rue, Lyon's, so Lacherie Lyon solved a great problem using the forward backward SDGs. So, okay. And but I should mention there's many various types of BSDs, but I think the method I present here does not work. You have, for example, FBSDs by Ma and Jung, forward backward, I mean feed by Bogdan, Yipeng, et al. Forward backward, mean feed time, GBSD, second order BSD, backward double SDE, and Volterra type BSD. So in every types, there's some difficulties. I think our result, our method at the moment does not work for these BSDs, even in scalar valued case. So the first work I want to present today, it's still on going on a project is so I just before presenting our results, I have added presentation a slide is just one half Z square. I think people know this case. So it gives us some ideas why to do the method I present called the test function. test function method. So when you have one half or z square quadratic case, I think it's somewhat classical and well known is use a Kohop transformation. So we just do. And this is well known. This BSD admits a solution because we just do exponential y. So it's a martingale. Okay. So we have if and only if, in fact, if and only if exponential c admits a moment, and then exponential yt also have have a moment. So this is the result. So why I take this example? Because in fact, what we will do is I take a function c. It can depend on time t. So I just take a function c, and then we apply Edu Talaga's formula. But at the moment, for this example, of course, you have equality, because then in this example, exponential y is a martingale. But generally, we cannot expect that. I don't know the other example. Can we take C martingale? So in all these, I think the four cases I discuss today, we have C, but we can only deduce that this one is a local sub-martingale, but it's sufficient because when we do the a priori estimate, we only need the bounded case. Say, test function. So I have ytt, and then becomes a sub-martingale. So we have the code, the a priori estimate. So that's my toy model. So we will apply this simple fact to our different case. But then when you have general G, then the psi, I think the psi is not very difficult, but the calculus becomes very delicate. I have sometimes tedious. So the first case, it's still an ongoing project work. So the first question is, I think since 97, I think Singer has put a small note in the lecture notes. Peter Mann lecture notes. So when C is only L1, I was when we have a solution. So of course you can say that if G is zero, then C, L1 is sufficient. So that is why we ask this condition. So, okay. But then, of course, I think it's somewhat known that alpha equal 1, you cannot have. It's because if alpha equal 1, there's a Gersonov transformation, then C should be a little bit more moments. Okay, we will talk about it laterly. So here, the first result is very early, some 20 years ago already. So we have gamma z power alpha. So alpha in 0, 1. It is sufficient to get existence and uniqueness. So now what we want to do is, can we have z a lot alpha equal 1? So alpha z power alpha, and add some more non-linearities. So, okay. So that's the question. So here I present only the partial result. Is we have a G, so linear growth, for example, a little bit perhaps. I don't know this name is very good. So logarithmic sublinear growth. So here, I have a lambda in, unfortunately, I cannot have, we at the moment cannot prove for every lambda. So we have a lambda bigger than 1/2. So, okay. So why we have G, so we have beta Y, but we have a gamma Z divided by log Z power lambda. But if we do not know at the moment, what will happen if lambda equal 1/2 or smaller? So I don't know at the moment. Okay. So so the first theorem I present here is we have a KC in L1 and we have the generator gamma Z log Z power lambda, but lambda, don't forget, lambda bigger, strictly bigger than 1/2. Okay.
Excuse me, where is your lambda?
Lambda here, power lambda, you not see? The last line.
Okay, sorry, it's just head.
Power log Z, power lambda.
Can you put your a little higher? Put your slide. No, you cannot. Okay.
No.
Because your photo is just.
Oh,
okay.
So,
that's okay.
I can see it. I can see it. So maybe it's.
Oh, so sorry. I just know there's no problem for me. Hello. No, not. I can.
Oh, okay, I can see. Thank you.
Say, oh, now you see. Ah, okay.
Yeah, now I see.
Okay, I have changed the presentation.
Thank you.
What happened? Sorry, I think. Yes. Okay, I have changed a little. I think it's it works. So I have a lambda here. So, but I don't, we cannot prove for lambda equal 1/2. Our conjecture is if lambda equal 1/2, it's not sufficient. Then the KC cannot be L1, but it's just a conjecture. One day we have we thought a counterexample, but it's a false the counterexample. So we don't know at the moment. So then we have the theorem. Okay, I just say that why we have the existence and even uniqueness for KC in L1 if the condition is satisfied. Okay, the we have some. I just mentioned we have a counterexample. If linear growth, it does not work. This is a work I think several years ago with Sun Jian Tang, and of course, I think this one is some we know before. If KC is L1, it's not sufficient. If you have linear growth, okay, so. How to do it? You just first, we our method I present it later for other examples. We just establish the a priori estimate, this one, and then we apply the localization method. So that's our first result. So I not give the proof here. Then I think I just make a small comment. Is it of course it contains the well known case, the known case holder alpha. So we have z log z. So if z alpha, our condition is satisfied. And lambda bigger than one, of course, because I can have lambda equal one. But so we have the existence of 1/2, bigger than 1/2. But if alpha is small or equal to 1/2, we don't know. I don't know whether it seems to be the same case as the linear case I present. And then we can prove also uniqueness with this kind of condition. Okay, so the same.
Still the same problem.
Huh? You have still the same?
Yeah.
Oh, the same. It's just the same.
Okay.
The same lambda, okay. Like that.
You just put a difference in.
Yes. You have this one. And then the linear case. It's somewhat earlier, but since these years we have not many seminars and workshops, I just presented briefly. So we have now linear case means alpha equal one. It's a linear case, linear groups. Of course, if Cassie in LP with some p bigger than one, we have a solution. It's well known. I think even in the book by Zhongming, Yong and Zhu, I forgot it, they have perhaps already this result. So my question is, which minimal integrability is for Cassie? So I think I think everybody can think that LP is too much. L1 is not sufficient. Okay. So we want to find a space between L1 and LP. Okay. So that's our question. So I think the first conjecture given by Freddy Dedban, where he was visiting Rennes, he said that LP is too much, okay? And he suggests that perhaps L log L is sufficient. But then with Sanjin, we have a counter example. So what can see belongs L log L, it's between L1 and LP, okay? Between LP and L1, but it's not sufficient. So it's somewhat, so we have, so the method, the first method we use with Sanjin is we use the dual representation method. So here, I think the first result in this in my talk in chronicle case, and so in 18th, so we have proved that L log L is not sufficient, but if one supposes that the Cassie, I just take a G0 equal 0, we have L exponential mu. So for simplicity, I just take gamma equal one, gamma z, t equal one. Then you have L exponential square root of two log L. If it is, cause C is this one integrable, at that moment, we proved that for mu bigger than mu zero. So mu zero here is one, because I take a gamma one, T one. So if mu is bigger than one, we have a solution. And then we have a negative result if mu is less than one and not enough. I think the question is solved. So, and we can prove with the book done. I don't know whether it's here. We can prove that if we have uniqueness for these two cases, no, for mu bigger than one. And then, but at that moment, mu, we don't know mu equal one. So now it's a case for L1 also. But at that moment, we thought the mu equal one, no solution. But in fact, in this critical case, we have a solution. So if we have the mu equal one, okay, now we have a solution. So this is solved. So why we called the test function, because if the Psi depends on T. Okay. So we have the Psi Y gamma square root of T in L1. And then the backward stochastic differential equation admits a solution in class D. Okay, we have this one. So I think I have add a small. The method is, so you just, so when the Qc is the LP, we have a solution, okay? For P, even bounded, it's sufficient. Bounded Qc, we have a solution, but one should prove that the a priori estimate does not depend on the Lipschitz constant. So we have some explicit estimate. So the proof is just what I see. I have said, with some calculus, tedious calculus. So the method is we apply, the method seems simple. Just the Edu Talaga's formula to this PC. So now you can see that I have a PC which depends on X and T, but here you should take mu, the PC I have defined this one. So the PC X mu. So I just take PC YT and mu T, in fact. Laterally, we use a U mu T. So this is, we can, I don't know whether it's very suitable, the name, we can say that this is a test function, okay? Because you just test the PC. yes. You just take the Psi, and here you have, in fact, I have not written completely here. Here you have a Psi Y gamma square root of T. Just do the Edu Talaga formula. And then you should You use this position. Perhaps there is another equivalent position. Use this position, you just calculate the deep sea. Use Ido Tarlac's formula and show that the variation part, variation process is non-decreasing. Okay, then you have a psi sub-martingale. But because I suppose that everything is bounded, no? you can suppose Ksi is bounded, everything bounded, and then we have this one. And then you can use the localization method. So I just give a small proof here. So the proof is first, you fix. So I think it's now becoming standard. So I just give a small proof here. You have CNP. So you just take the positive part, the negative part. You show that this CNP goes to C, monotone. Fix P increasing, fix N decreasing. And then you use the a priori estimate. And when you do the a priori estimate, one should prove that this one does not depend on NP, okay? And does not depend on the Lipschitz constant. Here we have the Lipschitz, so we have this one. And then use the localization procedure. The localization procedure, it's the method. Well, first put forward in the work with Philippe. So in this case, if you want to use this localization method, one should prove that YNP, the double sequence, is non-decreasing and in N and non-increasing in P. Okay, then we can prove that the limit is an adapted solution. Okay, then we have a solution. Okay, and then N to infinity, P to infinity, and we have a solution. So this is our method, okay? So here, everything. So I think the lower theory is, we have this method. I think now we can use this method to treat the nonlinear BSD, but one should mention that it only works when we have comparison theorem. So, okay, in bounded case. So yeah, that's why I have, now the superlinear case. Superlinear means that you have y log y data, power data. So this is, you can take a data equal zero. So here, data of course, not bigger than one. If bigger than one, we have no solution. And lambda, every lambda. Okay, so if lambda equal zero, we have linear groups, of course, in Z. But we can have a lambda. Of course, you can say that, this one is quadratic, can be bounded quadratic. But if you use the result of quadratic case, as I showed before, you should have exponential moment. Here, we just use the K. stated in detail, then it depends. In fact, the value of K, which is K. So you just take this data, this lambda, and then you calculate the maximum of data lambda plus 1/2 and 2 lambda. Okay, then we have 3 cases. Of course, the K is bigger than or equal to 1/2. So we have 4 different cases, K 1/2, K between 1/2 and 1, and K equal 1, K bigger than 1. So you just calculate this K, and then you have, we will see which test function we should put. So unfortunately, we have a test function somewhat simple, with of course some simple. So the test function is somewhat like that. Okay, it depends on K. So we have 3 cases, in fact, for K. But the mu, then we apply Edu's formula to perceive Y T mu T K. Okay, so what I should mention, emphasize here is it depends on K. So the K I have said is this one. So when you have a data lambda, you calculate the K, and then we can see that if K in 1/2 and 1, and then the test function is between x ln log x and xp. So it suffices to have a linear, a little bit, then linear power the moment. So that means don't need the explanation moment. So in every case, we don't need. Why? K equal 1, we have still the power, or polynomial groups. It's sufficient, okay? But then, if K bigger than 1, and then you should have some the polynomial groups is not sufficient. Okay, we have power polynomial and exponential one, but the exponential, small exponential, because we have exponential x power epsilon. Not like a quadratic case, you have exponential. Here we only need epsilon in 0, 1. Okay, so that's our test function. And then, of course, complicated calculus, because one should precise. I have precise the K, but what is the mu? You see that here, we have a mu. So I said that you should calculate the E2 Talaga formula with Y T mu T, and mu T here satisfy ordinary differential equation. We just solve this. Of course, we have the estimate of mu. One can solve it in some cases. So here, I just put some constant. We define the beta gamma here. It depends on the four case. We have 4 case also. And then we have the limit beta k0, gamma k0. So what I said is the mu I mentioned you, when we apply Idu Talaga's formula, it's mu. It's mu t. So what is mu t? Mu t is just the unique solution of the following ordinary differential equation. So you have ordinary differential equation. And then we have the mu, of course. Then you can you say that yeah, this mu we have do we have explicit solution? Yes, in some cases, but in every case we have an estimate, simple estimate for this mu. Okay, so that's why I skipped it here. So the limit also we have the ordinary differential equation. So here, so we can solve such ordinary differential equation in some case, because in some case it's separating, it's ODE of separating variables. So we can solve it. And then the same. So we have this one. So I should mention that if beta bigger than zero, gamma bigger than zero, we cannot solve it explicitly, but it happened that we can use the Lambert function. So I just show you the 415. So this one. So this one, it seems because we have this mu here, we have this mu here. So, okay, we have a log, the derivative of mu. Okay, we have a log. So this is, of course, not explicit. Okay, but we have, in this case also, we have a solution. We have a solution and we can use the Lambert function. Okay, so that's, and we can also get the upper bound. Why I need the upper bound? I state the result, then we can see why we need this upper bound. Because, so here I just mentioned I think in every case we have an upper bound. Okay, so the main result now is, so we have, you can see that we have a mu bigger than some constant. So if I have a upper bound, and then I have, so it suffices to have the Kc mu. So this is called a test function. The test function is satisfy the finite, has a finite expectation. And then the equation also. So the equation also belongs even to class D. I think it when it's a class D. Yes. Then we have this, in this case, we have a solution with the same type of a priori estimate. So the proof is somewhat, you can write it in one phrase, but the calculus is somewhat very long. So one should divide it into four cases for calculus. I just mentioned K less than equal 1/2, bigger than 1/2, one, etc. And then the proof is Idu's formula, Talaga formula, two. So if we can take alpha equals zero to C, and per C, so you have per C mu K. So to finish it, I just mention you what is the C K. So that means, if k equal 1/2, no, between bigger than 1/2, less than 1, one only need some power moment, okay? Between, even small than power moment. If k equal 1, a power moment, or a polynomial moment, and if k bigger than 1, bigger than power moment, and exponential, very small exponential, x epsilon. So that's in the sublinear case, okay? And then I just, the last step is, so we have the superlinear, and then I have also the subquadratic case. Subquadratic case means alpha less than 2, bigger than 1, less than 2. And then we have, one should, so you can think about, of course, you can say that I have exponential moment, but we don't need exponential movement, because we need exponential movement, but less than the exponential movement mu x. Why? So the alpha star is a conjugate number of alpha. Okay. So as our alpha is between 1 and 2. And then alpha star here is bigger than 2. Okay. And then 2 over alpha star is less than 1. Okay. So we have a little better result here. So you don't need mu x. You just need mu x epsilon. And but the epsilon is fixed between 1 and 2. Smaller than 1. Okay, because alpha star is bigger than 1. Okay, so we can precise this constant mu. So I just give the mu theta and mu, and it depends on beta, in fact. If beta equals 0, it's somewhat easier. So that's the main result. Not this one. If beta is 0, then we have a mu. It's somewhat explicit. You should have this moment, exponential moment, but the power is less than 1. Okay. If beta is bigger than 0, we have the similar result. If beta, we have some constant, somewhat complicated, but explicit one, of course. Okay, so we have this one, and we should mention. So the remark is, you have already the result some 10 years ago, but we have alpha less than 1, less than 2, if alpha goes, if the limit, we take alpha goes to 2, go to 10 to 2, and then we have 2 gamma exponential beta. It's the same. It's the same as the quadratic case. So it seems, of course, we cannot prove it at the moment. It seems it's the reasonable, weakest possible one. It seems, and we cannot. Because when we do, so I just mentioned our result here. Because when we apply Edu Talaga's formula, we have only proved that this one is a submartingale. Can we choose the position that this one is a martingale? We don't know, because we use many inequalities, Young's inequality, etc. So we, of course, we lose the equality. So we can, that's why we cannot, we do not know at the moment whether our results are sharp here. Okay, so I think that this is four result I present, but then I just mention some result quickly. The quadratic case, it's not the same method. So I just give it quickly. So I just mentioned the result Kapilonsky. So we have existence uniqueness when the terminal value is bounded. So with Philippe, we have obtained the first result, existence result, and the uniqueness also. But the G is Lipschitz continuous and convex or concave. So then there's the result of Richou, for example, Brion and Richou recently, but they suppose some condition on Cassie. So the question is still largely open when we have uniqueness of solution. Okay, but here we have a small, very small result we suppose some stronger integrability with respect to Z. So we have a strict, we call it a strict quadratic condition. And then we have a result. Mentioned that we have some technical hypothesis, but we arrive at a Lipschitz perturbation. So we have G1 quadratic, okay, but we have a G2 Lipschitz. You have a G1 convex and a G2 Lipschitz, then we have uniqueness. That's our recent result in this domain. So finally, I should mention the superquadratic case. I think it's somewhat known. 10 years ago, we proved that we have no existence and no uniqueness. So thank you for your attention. So I just put the first, in order to answer the question, I just put the first case. I just mentioned what we have done. Sorry. So we have. So a summary is, if you have a sublinear, I don't know whether the logarithmic sublinear is the word is good or not. So this case, but one should mention lambda, we have solved only for lambda bigger than 1/2. Okay, then we have alpha equal 1. We have exponential, Cassie exponential, and we have a lambda here and alpha 1/2. And alpha 2 is somewhat well known, alpha bigger than 2. Okay, so thank you. I think I finished.
So thank you very much, Ying, for this.